A lawyer for Mr. No's family says the former head of state left a brief note about his mental anguish Saturday before taking his own life. Moon Jae-in, a former aide, says Mr. No apparently jumped from a mountain cliff Saturday during an early morning hike. He died of injuries soon thereafter. Mr. No and members of his family have been under investigation for allegedly receiving millions of dollars in bribes from a business executive. In his apparent suicide note, Mr. No requested he be cremated and be remembered with a small stone monument in his rural home village. The note says the former president could no longer even concentrate on reading a book and added, "Don't blame me, life and death are the same." Mr. No testified for more than 10 hours last month in the corruption investigation. Prosecutors were giving serious consideration to issuing a warrant for the former president's arrest. The scandal was a painful irony for Mr. No, who won election in 2002 on a campaign of clean and transparent government. He expressed shame and apologized publicly to South Korean citizens at the site of last month's testimony. Average South Koreans are shocked and mixed in their reaction to the news. 30-year-old Yoon Hae-yeon says it was an irresponsible thing to do as the president of a nation, especially South Korea, where suicide is a major social problem. Still, she says she can partially understand why he did it as a means to assume responsibility for the whole family's wrongdoing. 59-year-old Jeon Soo-young describes the suicide as unbelievable, impossible. He says Mr. No must have suffered so much. Even though the authorities wanted to get to the truth, he says, things should not have turned out this way. It remains to be seen how South Koreans, especially supporters of Mr. No, will behave as they emerge from shock. Some political observers are predicting a backlash against prosecutors and possibly public demonstrations. Kurt Aitian, VOA News, Seoul.